something so simple as three words, babies make families, actually is something that not only is it simple, but it's quite beautiful, but it's also quite true. And the
absolutely.
Yeah, but the experience, now this is what I write about in today's Pile of Prep, and I'm going to talk about it tonight in Civilization in Six Words. This idea here that somehow we have to have this newfangled and very detailed understanding of every facet of opinion of dogma or doctrine that affects our lives, and that we have to have this this very detailed understanding of it, and we have to be able to unpack it, we have to be able to explain it, got to be able to write a dissertation on, do you really know what that means? It runs counter to the simple beauty of babies make families. You don't need to know very much about anything other than babies make families, do you?
These are practical truths that are put into us in our nature. There are plenty of beautiful speculative truths that you can ponder that are related to them. But there are plenty of supernatural truths that surround that natural truth of babies make families and all that's consequent upon that, you know, mothers and fathers and all that. The nature of marriage, the nature of parenthood. But if you don't get that right, then the supernatural truths that they can lead us to will be missed. It's like not thinking that the purpose of vineyards is to grow grapes so that you can make wine, or the purpose of making bread is so that you can eat it, or the purpose of fields of wheat is so that you can make bread. I mean, all of these are the elements of our Lord's parables. Imagine if the people that he had preached to about these natural truths and using them to elevate their minds to supernatural realities. Imagine if they had the nature so screwed up that they didn't know what the purpose of grapes were. They didn't know what the purpose of wheat was. They didn't know what vineyards, you know, why they even had vineyards. And they thought that they could make alternative vineyards for something else. And they thought that they could introduce, you know, I mean, I guess we've done this now with GMO and all that stuff.
True.
Frankenfood and Monsanto and all that. But the point is that the family, marriage and the family are natural creatures of God. They're natural to us. They're woven into human nature. And if we don't appreciate them and get it right, then we can't appreciate the supernatural truths. I was thinking about, you and I were talking about your talk that's coming up, and after our conversation, I was thinking about this whole concept of honor thy father and thy mother.
Sure.
Well, when you get the family thing right, when you get marriage right, where the husband honors his wife, as St. Peter says they must, as the weaker sex, that's right from St. Peter's one of his canonical epistles. If the wife honors her husband as her Lord, and that's also from St. Peter.
Right.
No, it's actually from St. Paul, citing Sarah's words to Abraham. If that honor works right, and if the children honor their parents, and if the parents love the children, and if all those commands that the apostles give to get the family relations thing right is there, then since the family is the fundamental building block of society, you can hope to have a society that values honor. But I was thinking about after we got off the phone last night, we live in a very honorless society.
Why,
howdy. We live in a society that despises honor.
That's right, we do.
And this is largely why, because we've gotten these fundamental things wrong.